Welcome back to Brass Stacks. Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I'm still here, man.
Go right ahead.
Right. Quickly on the traffic situation, then I'll go on to my second point.
Yeah.
We've had too many accidents recently, if you could recall. We call head-on hit, head-on crash. Head-on, front-to-front. Something is wrong recently. I don't know what's crept in to bring this kind of head-on, front-to-front. It needs to be investigated and looked at. I guess Sibert Johnson and the experts will come out and say, when they look at the stocks, you know, every minute you're hearing, there is a head-on crash, head-on.
Somebody can't be paying attention.
It's got to be. It is that. But I don't.
But it could be other reasons as well. Let me
stick my nose in here and throw this one, sir, please. And I don't do this. I try not to do this too often.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, sir. There's a practice in Barbados that has become more and more prevalent, especially late at night, where people drive in the middle of the road, supposedly to avoid potholes and breakups, especially when they have sawed-off cars. And then when they see another car come in, suddenly pull. It's a dangerous and bad practice, and that's one of the reasons. And overtaking on corners. I've seen it myself because I've had to pull completely off the road on occasion and going along Hastings and places like that. Mm. So it stretches where you could actually see the lights coming at you.
Mm. I've seen that too. If you go up like Messiah Street, I had to go up there the other night, but very, very late, just going on minutes of midnight. And on the right side going up, that's the side that is smooth.
Right.
Okay, because you're going towards Bibby's Lane, right?
I got you.
And so the right side is smooth, but your side is really bad.
Bad.
So what you tend to do is drive on the right. But it's an incline, so you can see the lights coming down. But sometimes the guys be coming so fast that you have to pull right back over to the left.
Yeah.
And I know that is done. And that's just one area. So what Dennis is saying, that's going to be another complication.
But there's some reason, and I'm glad that he's highlighted one.
Yeah.
But yeah, something's gone suddenly wrong. Yeah. Okay, all right, go on to my second one quickly.
Your third.
Thank you, question. Okay. We're moving so fast and it's such a good mood. Mr. French, let me tell you something. I must commend Miss Motley and for hitting the ground. They say you usually hit the ground running, but she's hit the ground sprinting. Now, this removal of the NSRL, I want you to really follow me properly and closely here. If the NSRL has been removed, And then the other one is about getting in the VAT at the right point and collection. For this to be effective thoroughly and conclusively, it has got to be policed properly. I am saying if the NSRL is removed, I am serving notice that we've got to watch now how it is done at the retail end to make sure that these prices come down. That is where the effectiveness needs to be placed, because if that does not happen, then the whole emphasis of removing the RL become null and void. Then I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. There used to be an inspectorate years ago, and we're really going back years here now, in the Ministry of Commerce, and I'm wondering if some of those people are still around and if they would be doing monitoring the prices. I do recall that Mr. Abed was saying that, not Mr. Abed, sorry, when it was announced, it was said that the Chamber of Commerce would be assisting in monitoring this whole process. But I really think that someone in the Ministry of Commerce, people in the Ministry of Commerce should be actually doing the legwork to make sure, because I know for a fact, like a caller said earlier, it was my second caller, when she asked me if I went into the supermarket recently, and I said, increases in prices, and she said, yes. Because I've noticed, because I do the shopping, I've noticed there's some increases that are taking place. And that would, as you said, nullify any sort
exactly.
of...
Exactly.
Any and, sort of thing for the NSRL, you know?
And emphasis need to be laid at that point, because if you don't do that, you're back at square one.
Yes.
Prices still up in the air, and you haven't achieved anything. Mm-hmm. So the real crux of this matter has to be the policing of it, mm-hmm. And you're right when you said, Mr. Abed, he had mentioned something like that, to police it properly, to make sure that it is effectively played out. Mm. Removing the SRL and don't keep a real vigilance on the retailers is of to no avail. Thanks for your efforts, sir.
All right,
thanks, Mr. Johnson.
All right. Before we go to the next call, this person here is saying that they feel one of the reasons for the head-on collisions is a result of these new headlights. My daughter has to pull off the road regularly. Some of these lights are really bright. And I can tell you, I agree with that so much because sometimes they are so bright. You just have to slow down, you know. And thing is that they're bright, but yet they're still on dim. Because when you put on your bright lights to tell them that they're bright, and they put on their bright, you really can't see. So that's something that really, really needs to be looked into because some of these lights are simply too bright. Anyway, we go to take our next call. You're on the air. Good morning. Good morning. You're on the air. Welcome back to Brass Ducks. I just got a note here. I'm just going to read it. Sanka, the PM, said the Fair Trading Commission would be monitoring the retail sector to ensure the NRSL is removed. I remember something differently, but I just read the message. This other person says, Mr. Price, I'd like you to shed some light on the road in Flagstaff. The previous government started the road works, and it came to an abrupt halt under them as well. I have had to change my shocks twice in the last 3 months. The road needs to be fixed urgently. Every time the rain falls, it makes it even worse. MP cattle, we need a fix soon. So, madam, I've read your notice. So, hopefully, MP cattle will be able to do something about it for you. And going back to women being this person has a number of messages here. Women are literally the backbone of a thriving society. Truth, women's voices are routinely stifled and pushed to the back, while men are pushed and promoted forward. There's a saying, when you feed a woman, you feed a nation. This is a simple fact. We support, nurture, and provide almost always at the detriment of ourselves. Right? And then this is also another person saying, these new lights are blinding. I've had to get glare glasses so that I can see them when driving at night. All right? Wow. Anyway, let's go back to our phone lines. Good morning. It's 11:37. Remember, at 11:55, we have regional roundup. You're on the air. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Hello, don't listen to your radio. Good morning. Yes, you're on the air. Good morning. I can hear a little something there. All right.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, if I could. You think that the market still, the fish market still for poor people? Poor people can... By there?
If the fish market... Sorry, I didn't quite hear your question.
I wanted to know if you think that poor people could still go to the fish market to buy fish.
Yes.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Well, let me relay a little story. I went to the fish market because a friend of mine had called me from the States and said they were coming in. So they wanted me to purchase some fish so that they could get some and they want to take back to the States. So I had seen a message on Facebook. One of the vendors ordered to sell fish a little cheaper than some of the others. But the truth is, they were really fine prints, so I didn't see how to call first. So when I went, she told me, as long as I didn't call, I can't get none of these cheap fish. So I went to another vendor and I asked the price of their fish. They tell me $15 a pot. Mm-hmm. So I tell them...
So we're talking flying fish here?
Yeah, I'm talking flying fish.
And a pack of flying fish. Well, how much is in a pack?
$10 in a pack for $15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I purchased a 4-pack.
$60 spent.
Right. Mm-hmm. You see, somebody asked, what about the dolphin you got there? She said dolphin is $9 a pound. I said, well, give me 3 pounds at the same time. She said, no, you can't get 3 pounds. You got to buy a whole one. So I said, buy a whole, I can't buy a whole one. Because I already spent $60 now to buy a whole dolphin. I had that kind of money at the time. So she directed me to another stall over the other side. And I went to the lady. And I asked her, you got a dolphin cap? She said, yes. She said, mine is $10 a pound. Yeah. So I said, give me 3 pounds. She took a piece. She said, well, this piece is 5 pounds. And I can't really cut this. So good luck for me. A tourist came in at the same time and they wanted 2. So I get my 3 and he get his 2. But I mean to spend that kind of money just to get a piece of fish. And then I was shocked to hear that they were only paying $1.75 per day. Well, I don't really understand what's really going on over there.
Sir, wonders never cease, huh? Wonders never cease. In fact, that's all I will really say about that and fish, because the last comment I made about fishing, I literally get abused. But all
that is ridiculous. I mean, well, that's what you have to.
But there are a lot of, the price of fish is high. They will tell you because of the different inputs involved in terms of the actual job and going to go and catch the fish, as well as the sort of work that they got to do and whatnot. But I really think that it is too high.
But like, catching the fish doesn't mean you have to sell a whole dolphin each time. Catching it, well, you can't cut a dolphin in pieces, because I mean, they still have a lot of poor people that live in the country.
I don't disagree at all. You know, but the whole thing about it is that we have a way of in which we do things in Barbados, in some of these markets, these fish markets, that, you know, it just astounds me. And I have real difficulties with how some people go about doing what they do.
And to hear that they only pay $1.75 per day, well, that was really shocking to me.
Hence your question, if a poor person can still go in the market, fish market.
Yeah. Hey, yo, thanks for listening to me, man.
All right, sir. This is Brass Tax. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Price.
How are you today, sir?
Me? Not bad, not bad.
Good, I'm nice to hear.
About the I don't call it too regular. The government is putting out instructions on how to use a roundabout. You think it's possible that they could put out instructions on how to use a dual-lane roadway or a multi-lane roadway? It's really quite a simple formula. The left lane is the cruising lane. The right lane or lanes are for overtaking. Once you're in those lanes, you're going to be overtaking traffic on your left. Mm-hmm. If you're in those lanes and traffic on your left is passing you, you're in the wrong place. You need to get back in your left lane. Mm-hmm. And let whoever's behind you that want the road get in front.
That is the principle that I was aware of. But as was pointed out, it seems that we do things differently here.
only because nobody has put this information in the public domain on a regular basis. People simply don't know. Mm-hmm. When you arrive behind a fella in the right lane and he's keeping pace with the traffic on the left, and flash your lights, there's no response. There's no. Mm-hmm. You don't know. Simply don't know.
True. Yeah, but I really think that there is scope for that sort of ongoing education.
Definitely, but that's what I'm requesting that the government do.
They really need to do it.
Yeah, but since the early 80s, we've had multi-lane roads here, mm-hmm. and the information has never been disseminated.
Yeah, it really needs to be done. I agree with you totally. It really, really needs to be done. But what about the markings? I raised the whole issue about road markings. Are you satisfied with what you're seeing around the country?
No. Particularly where you have a zebra crossing and a bus stop, and the bus stop at next day. That to me, is a mind boggler. Well, if, fellas, standing up, ready, busting, you gonna stop?
Are you gonna stop?
Well, hey, yeah,
yeah,
you're obliged to stop.
It's madness.
So what that will make you do is when you see a zebra crossing, keep going.
Precisely.
Standing up there.
Yeah. Or they got some people who are standing up talking by a zebra crossing. There's a zebra crossing in Tudor Bridge. It's just like right opposite the church, Mr. Lowe, Pastor Lowe's church, Vibrant Lowe's church. Yeah, Power of Life. And I remember I was coming down. I was going towards Bridgetown. So the lady standing up there. So why stop?
As I was obliged to do.
The person coming from Bridgetown actually was a ZR man. He was coming up. So I saw, and he stopped too. And these two people there, you know.
Licking
them all. And say, oh, we just stand up here. But I can't repeat what the ZR man said. But you know, his words were choice.
Yeah, and she moved on.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, sir.
So the zebra crossing, they need a different sign too, because it's the same red, white, black sign that says bus stop, everything. It doesn't really stand out. It should be a sign that is like neon green or something that you're aware that a zebra crossing is there. Because a lot of the time, the paint that they use is obviously not the right paint, but it fades real quick.
Yeah. That is very, very true. Let me just read these two quick ones here. A lady here is saying, drivers on Spooner's Hill are refusing to stop at the crossing outside the Lawrence T. Gay School. I would like a police officer to police that area at 3 p.m. and report some drivers before a child or parent is injured. Another one is saying here, the crossings after the roundabout are dangerous for drivers and pedestrians. Here is why. As a driver, I have to accelerate coming out of the roundabout. If I don't, I risk getting hit from an oncoming car. If a pedestrian is on the crossing and I brake, someone might run in my back, or worse, I might hit the pedestrian. They need to move them. Why would you place a crossing on a highway?
the crossing has to be there for people to cross. It would rather to have a tunnel. It's better to have a tunnel than the road or a arch that you can walk over.
Yes,
but some of them are a little close, but I don't find them that much of a problem.
And this man here is saying zebra crossing also need to be no longer need the sorry. Redmond's Village needs an aluminum cage walk over so that the traffic doesn't need to stop.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Agree with that.
So believe me, the amount of things that are flowing in here right now. this one is saying, Mr. Price, tell drivers to stop allowing passengers to disembark from their vehicles in the middle of the highway. It needs to stop. Also, tell drivers to stop using hazard lights when persons are crossing the road at pedestrian crosses and other places. As I said, the comments are flowing in fast and furious. Yeah. So,
I get an issue. But the one that got me is the highway itself. That when you're in the left lane, that's the cruising lane. When you're on the right lane, you gotta be overtaking. Having overtaken, get back in the left for the man behind.
That's how I used to do it in Trinidad, but here we do it differently.
That's how they're supposed to work. That's how they're made to work.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Okay. This is Brad Stacks. You're on the air.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm on air.
Yes, you are.
I'm wonderful.
You're live and direct.
Good. I heard a gentleman was talking to you earlier in your program about the roundabout, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, they were talking about the jam busting and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I believe that all the roundabouts are not designed for jam busting.
Mm-hmm.
One. And two, if you go to the roundabout, not the roundabout, that arrangement up by Carter's, you know where the way is?
Yeah.
Beckham, don't BET him.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's similar, operates similar to a roundabout. You agree?
Hope so.
All right. When you got to give way to the traffic on your right. When you come down BT Hill and get by the salt gas station, you got to give way to the traffic coming from...
No, traffic coming from...
From Sober's roundabout.
Right. They have to stop and they have to give way to you. Yeah, it operates there. Like a roundabout, yeah. Mm.
It operates like a roundabout.
Actually, that is a roundabout, you know.
All right.
Is it, the whole area is a round... The area between that gas station leading right back up to the other gas station. So, right? That whole area is a roundabout.
All right. But I can give you now where the confusion is. Now, you come down now to the one in the Wilde Way, which is, I think that is a Rubis gas station.
Yeah.
Right. Now, when you get there, the same principle applies when you come from the South gas station. When you go up the road now from between Caritas and that gas station at the way, you know you got to observe a different arrangement.
Yeah, the guys on the left, which is the guys, they're supposed to stop. Yeah, the guys coming from Wilde side, which is from by the bank, they're supposed to stop. Yeah. They're supposed to stop while you're on the right. You're supposed to have the right of way.
Right. Uh-huh. And so you got to give way to the vehicle on your left. I don't know if you are aware
of
that.
No. There's a sign there that actually says that those people have to stop.
Which ones? Not coming down.
If you're coming from McInerney side, right?
No. I deal with where you come from, BET Hill, from the Samuel Jackman Prescott Polytechnic.
Uh-huh.
You got to give way to the vehicle coming down the hill. When you going to turn right? When you going to turn right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to give way. So you got two points.
Yeah, you're right. You're correct.
Uh-huh. Right. You got 2 points where you got to give way to the very vehicle on the right got to give way to you.
Mm-hmm.
That is by the stall and down by the Rubis.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get up by BET Hill, you got to give way.
Yeah.
To the vehicle coming down here.
Yeah. I'm with you now.
If you follow that arrangement.
Yes, I follow. I follow.
Operates similar to a roundabout, but it is confused by having that situation. I mean, people get accustomed to it, but I can't tell if it's wrong or right.
So I'm not laughing at you. This person that's right saying it cannot be a roundabout at all. It is hence it is an eggabout.
All right.
Anyway, so we gotta go. We gotta take. The regional roundup. So thank you very much for calling, and callers, please stay with us. We'll be right back.